Please welcome Margaret Lang.
Thank you. Thank you. So I was listening to the radio recently, heard an interview of Barbara Streisand, and she mentioned that when she told her mother that she was going to go to New York and be an actress and a singer, her mother said, "Oh, that's great, hon, but learn to type." So that reminded me of when I told my mother that, yeah, I'd like to go to college. I want to learn more about music so I can write better songs. And she said, "Oh, that's great, that's great. But take a typing class." Well, unlike Barbara Streisand, who, in response to her mother, she grew her fingernails so long that it was impossible for her to type, I actually took the typing class. And I learned to type on a manual typewriter, which I think is just this marvelous instrument, because you press the keys down with a great effort, and you get to hear this thwack, thwack, thwack. And the cylinder goes tick, 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 and at the end it goes ding, bell, this beautiful organic bell. Yes, that's my reward for typing a whole line. And you get to return the carriage. So I enjoyed learning to type, and lots of typing drills, and got pretty good at it. Also finished my AA in music. A few years later, I end up in San Jose. I have two little girls, and I'm married. And I get up early in the morning so I can play my guitar. And so I'm at home with my kids, but I want a little something extra. So I do two things. I sign up for a correspondence course for learning how to write for children. And for that, I bought an electric typewriter. And I also went to the junior college to learn medical transcription, which I thought would be pretty interesting, practical. I'll learn things interesting to do and something I can make money at. And I really enjoyed it. I learned medical typing, which has to do a lot of numbers. And this was, at that point, an electric typewriter. And I had my very sweet little portable brown and tan electric typewriter. I'd sit at the kitchen table and type draft after draft after draft after draft and send in my assignments. And so life was okay up there in San Jose, and it would have been really, really great if my husband hadn't been so mentally unbalanced that eventually one day the caca hit the fan and I had to leave. I knew that I had just had to leave. And I was going to go back home to Santa Maria, which is where I was raised, and my family was all there. And I thought, I'm going to need some help here. But a girlfriend of mine said, "Well, just stay a little bit longer and move in with me." And she had a couple kids my kid's age, so I did. She was going to the Sawyer College of Business. I thought, well, let me check this out, because I need to find something to do quick, right? Because my medical transcription thing was going to take about a year and a half. So signed up for this business college. In 6 months, I could get out with a word processing degree. And word processing was an actual thing then. You know, now it's like it's just part of everyday life. But I learned then how to type on a display writer, an IBM display writer. And so this was this dedicated word processing machine. Very rudimentary, but it was amazing because I could change the type on the screen and then print it out, all changed. And if I wanted to center something, I didn't have to count and go tick, 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 and count backwards. There were so many cool things about this. And so I finished my 6 months, and I learned a lot. I had something good under my belt I could make a living at, and I headed back home to Santa Maria. And I eventually got a job out at Vandenberg Air Force Base working with Lockheed on the West Coast launch of the space shuttle. And while I was out there, during that time period, I was with my parents a lot, so we did things together. And we went down to Santa Barbara one time for a Greek festival. And that's when I lost my purse, because I drank way too much ouzo, because they were driving, and I never met an alcohol I didn't like at that point in my life. And so I had this ouzo, which is like 180 proof, which I don't understand the math in that. How is anything over 100%, you know? But you drink it, and then you understand that math, right? So I left the purse on the top of the car and lost my license. So I had to get a new license. And that's when I realized that I really wanted to make a big change here, and I needed to go back to my name, my maiden name, which is Lang. Because I couldn't, even though it was going to be different than my kids' names, I thought, I have to do this, because it was like somehow I felt branded by this other name, and I didn't want to be associated. So I was out working at the base at Vandenberg. I started working temp. There wasn't a lot to do. And one day I looked over in the corner, and there was a computer there. And I said to Rosemary, my supervisor, I said, whose is that? And she said, that's somebody's. And there was a whole stack of dictation tapes next to it. I said, and the tapes? Oh, yeah, well, nobody knows how to do that. And I said, I do. She said, go for it. And so I was so happy to sit down and at a computer and do what I had somewhat been taught to do, transcribe tapes. And I could hear through, even though I had headphones on, that Darlene, the supervisor, came in, and she was a manager. She was the only female manager out there at the time. And I heard her say to Rosemary, as she watched me click away doing her tapes, who's that? And Rosemary says, that's Margaret. She knows how to do that. And I felt like a rock star, you know? I really did. It wasn't exactly what I had in mind when I went to school for music, to be a rock star in that particular setting, but I was like, I'll take it. I felt pretty good about it. And it was about that time that my new license came in that said Margaret Lang, so I felt free. I worked there about a year, and it's a great group of people. You know, all the different departments really were coming together for this one big cause, which was the West Coast launch. And then January 1986 came, and that's when the Challenger had its final launch. And I was at work. We all were standing around watching it on the television in somebody's office, and just the horrible tragedy of seeing the fireball and the people die and knowing that it was gone and that probably that was going to be the end of the program as well, the end of our little life out there. And it was. So we all scattered, and I ended up working for engineers and accountants and kept typing away at various computers. And I just have to say that, you know, through it all, I think, you know, my mother's advice was really good. It was really good because I ended up with a job that I worked Monday through Friday. I didn't have to work weekends. I didn't have to work evenings. And because I'm a total weather wimp, this is really important to me, that I was never too hot and never too cold. I like that. And, you know, I also wish I could say that I was incredibly engaged and fulfilled. I can't say that, but I could say that sometimes it was really interesting and the people have been wonderful. So I'd say thanks, Mom. Mm-hmm.